Article 26. Habilitation and Rehabilitation. 1. States parties shall take effective and appropriate measures, including through peer support, to enable persons with disabilities to attain and maintain maximum independence, full physical, mental, social and vocational ability, and full inclusion and participation in all aspects of life. To that end, states parties shall organise, strengthen and extend comprehensive habilitation and rehabilitation services and programmes, particularly in the areas of health, employment, education and social services, in such a way that these services and programmes A. begin at the earliest possible stage and are based on the multidisciplinary assessment of individual needs and strengths. B. Support participation and inclusion in the community and all aspects of society, are voluntary and are available to persons with disabilities as close as possible to their own communities, including in rural areas. 2. States parties shall promote the development of initial and continuing training for professionals and staff working in habilitation and rehabilitation services. 3. States parties shall promote the availability, knowledge and use of assistive devices and technologies designed for persons with disabilities as they relate to habilitation and rehabilitation.